Appendix K, Volume Correction of Collapsible Fuel Tanks. This appendix describes techniques used for volume correction in collapsible fabric fuel tanks. There are two steps to determining daily physical inventory, gauging the bag, and correcting the inventory to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The method for obtaining a sample from a collapsible fuel tank to perform volume correction is as follows. Gauge the fuel bag from the reference point in accordance with TB10-5430-253-13 and record the measurement. Do not forget to subtract the documented distance between the cord and the fuel bag surface to an accurate gauge. Correct the inventory from the strapping chart to 60 degrees Fahrenheit using the volume correction factors referenced in tables 5 Bravo and 6 Bravo of ASTM International D1250. Displace twice the amount of product contained upstream of the filter separator. To determine the quantity of fuel in the hoses from the collapsible fuel tank to the filter separator, count the number of hoses from the bag to the filter separator. Begin recirculation of fuel and displace twice the amount of fuel in the hoses from the collapsible fuel tank to the filter separator. This will ensure the sample is representative of the product in the bag to be volume corrected. Take the sample downstream of the filter separator from the sampling probe to obtain observed API and temperature. Perform the API gravity test and record the observed API gravity and observed temperature. Correct the API gravity to 60 degrees Fahrenheit using ASTM International Table 5 Bravo. When doing volume correction on collapsible fuel tanks, the observed temperature from the API gravity test will also be used as the tank temp to determine the volume correction factor. Take the observed temperature and the corrected API gravity and use ASTM International Table 6 Bravo to determine the volume correction factor. Multiply the volume correction factor by the strapping chart volume to determine the volume corrected physical inventory. Volume correction of daily physical inventory of tactical fuel sites can be time-consuming if you try to volume correct each individual fuel bag, especially for larger sites. To alleviate this issue, operators are authorized to, using the procedures mentioned above, use the observed temperature and API gravity of the issue fuel bag or fuel bags if more than one fuel type is present as the site observed temperature and API gravity readings. This means that if there is an observed API gravity reading of the JP8 issue fuel bag of 47.1 and an observed temperature of 80 degrees Fahrenheit, correct the API gravity using Table 5 Bravo to 45.2 and determine the volume correction factor, Table 6 Bravo, to be 0.9897. Use this volume correction factor to correct the physical inventories of all other JP8 fuel bags.